Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown, joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. And we're looking ahead to the trading week. Bit of a quiet start for Monday, but a few bits going on, more so politically, it feels.
Well, it would appear that the daggers are out for Theresa May once again over the weekend and through the morning. The major effect, I would suggest, is sterling. You're seeing that push towards the 130, maybe breaking through the 120, through the 130 into the 129 level. Which is kind of worrying, because at this moment in time, we really need our political support to be behind our leader, so to speak, so that we can negotiate the best deal possible at the bargaining table. That being said, you know, it's we've obviously got a date in the diary now for 2019. So there's going to be lots of toing and froing between now and then, one would suggest. But yeah, it's caused a bit of an impact to the markets this morning.
So let's say Theresa May, she goes to Europe. They're trying to negotiate a figure for the divorce bill. Does this weaken her hand? Is it a bit embarrassing if she can't even control her own party in the UK and going to Europe? Will that be seen as a sign of weakness? And that certainly puts her in a position where if she's trying to negotiate a lower level and she gets the wrong price and the party aren't happy with it, the EU are on her back about it. I mean, she's caught between a rock and a hard place at the moment.
It would appear that there's maybe, and I'm no politician, a few individuals with their own agendas here. Obviously, and dare I say it, what the situation with Priti Patel and what has happened there, nobody really knows, and to be frank with you, I don't really care to know. But again, it's people sort of looking for their own opportunities, so to speak, and going off their own back. It seems as though the political party is in a bit of an unrested place, and that's worrying, because what you need right now is a very strong government all behind the Theresa May, so that we can negotiate the best deal possible and get the bill, the divorce bill, as amiable to the UK as we can. That being said, as I say, it's a long-winded process. It's not a 24-hour, you know, quickie divorce, so to speak. So there will be a lot of rhetoric to come through in the short and long term. But again, the markets at the moment, there's plenty of opportunity out there. A few profit warnings this morning. A few companies taking a bit of a pasting. So we'll look to the trading week. Well, hopefully with some glee.
Understood. Tim Harrison, thank you very much for joining us today.